gospel for a minute. You quoted from Psalms, and of course, anytime I read from the Bible, I want it to be exactly right. And that's why you do what you do, right? You're a man of God. You study the Word of God. You want to bring people closer to the Word of God,
right,
correct?
Right.
All right, so if we go to Matthew 19, okay, in response to what you said about Psalms, now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" And this was a young rich man, as you know the story. Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had such great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
Respond to that?
Respond to that.
Well, first of all, when the rich young ruler showed up and he said, you know, what you need to do is take the things that you have to sell it, and then come and follow me. It was about loving God with your stuff.
What?
If you keep reading down a couple more scriptures, if you keep reading down a couple more scriptures, if you keep reading down a couple more scriptures, it says, "And he received 100-fold everything that he gave."
What?
Everything that he sold.
What?
If you keep reading down a couple more scriptures, it says, "And he received 100-fold everything that he gave."
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.